Twilight's Nightmare, Chapter 16, Part 2. As they were returning to the map room, Twilight asked if she could do the talking. Nightmare agreed, and it was one of her best options for defeating Applejack's abilities.
Girls, I have Symphony to introduce you to.
Twilight called out as the group walked into the map room.
Don't be silly! We already know your brother and Princess Cadence! We were at the wedding! Unless, is this another fake Cadence? Or is it a fake Shining now? Or fake Twilight? Is Twilight a fake?
That was getting a little too close to the truth for Nightmare's liking. She teleported one of the sandwiches into Pinky's mouth to silence her.
That was one of Rainbow's.
Twilight complained. Twilight rapidly used her magic to sort out the rest of the food before Nightmare could mess things up anymore. Dreams laughed like a madmare again.
Hi, Pinky. Thanks for the cupcake.
Star said, smiling, drawing the bearer's attention to her.
Twilight, since when is there a mini-you?
Asked Rainbow.
May I introduce my daughter, Little Star.
Twilight's aura wrapped around Star, pulling her close as she nuzzled her, then turning her to face the room. Nightmare could feel Twilight's happiness.
Her first time holding our filly.
Nightmare thought, and Star waved happily.
They're all good ponies, right?
She asked in a stage whisper.
Yeah, they may be a bit strange, but I like them anyway.
Twilight grinned.
Wait, is that a Daring Do helmet?
Rainbow asked, flapping closer to have a look.
Uh-huh. I had it when I was on my first adventure with Mommy. We had to clean up and escape the Temple of the Hidden Path. You took your foal on an adventure?
Applejack sounded angry.
More adventure found us, AJ. Why is it burnt, and what's with the strange marks?
Rainbow said, pointing at the runes.
Oh, it got burnt when I saved Mommy from the bad ponies, so as soon as I could, I added some protections to it, and I need to be ready just in case the bad ponies try and hurt Mommy again.
Star was grinning happily. Nightmare was proud of her little Star. She had done so much for such a young filly. She couldn't even imagine what she would achieve when she was older. AJ was giving Twilight a very stern look, and Cadence acted.
Rainbow, can you show Star here Twilight's collection of Daring Do books?
Her Star on her own? With that risk-taking pony?
No. What if something happens to her?
The sound of a scroll being unrolled came from the mental space.
She held off 8 dark magic wielding warlocks and teleported us home on her own. I would be more worried about Rainbow.
Dream stated.
Race you there, kid!
Rainbow said.
3, 2, 1, go!
She dashed off at a languid speed for her.
Bye, every pony!
Star waved before just disappearing. Nightmare felt Twilight close their eyes for a moment, then nodded.
She's just gone to the library.
Twilight then trotted over to her throne and sat a little stiffly.
How have you been putting up with the pain?
She thought to Nightmare.
You should have felt it the first day I woke up. It was worse than being on that altar. You have some explaining to do.
Applejack said, interrupting the mental conversation.
That is what we're all here for.
Twilight replied.
First, why was that little one in danger? Because that is where she showed up.
Too many ponies tried to speak at once, and it was annoying.
Enough!
Nightmare shouted, using Twilight's horn to cast a silencing spell.
Now I am going to talk, and you are all going to listen. I don't want to tell you any of this, but you have a right to know.
Nightmare let Twilight continue. She took a deep breath before doing so.
Now please, let me speak, and there will be time for questions at the end.
Twilight then released her spell. There were nods and murmured agreements around the room.
There is no easy way for me to say this.
Twilight looked at Shining, tears falling from her eyes.
The Twilight that was sent to Ponyville was not the same Twilight as from before attending Celestia School.
Nightmare watched Applejack. She was unhappy, and seemed to be studying Twilight.
What have you noticed?
Nightmare thought.
Twilight.
Shining's voice was weak.
The Twilight you got back after the magic was sealed away was not the original. The princess, she created a tool. Her perfect tool to save her sister.
Twilight looked down, unable to meet his gaze. Shining slumped. Twilight didn't notice, but looking on the floor of the mental space, Nightmare and Dreams did. Nightmare couldn't hear what he was saying, but She could read his lips.
The alicorn-only spell.
Nightmare met Dreams' gaze. Dreams nodded and retreated to wherever she had been hiding Twilight most of this week. Twilight glanced back at her wings.
Even these wings were part of her grand plan,
she said, flaring her wings. She looked up, meeting Cadence's gaze.
Simply put, the original died, and the princess made a replacement. I'm so sorry.
Twilight started to cry again.
This has gotta be a joke, a bad dream. Luna, if you're there, this is not funny,
Shining said.
I'll give you some bad dreams if you're not there to support her, you dumb stallion.
Cadence just looked into Twilight's for a long time.
It's true,
she whispered.
Princess Celestia even said so.
Fluttershy's voice was frail and hollow-sounding. Cadence did a wing-assisted leap that was almost a textbook-perfect combat move before pulling Twilight into a loving hug. Nightmare shared the sensation of those perfect wings wrapping around them.
Oh, Twilight,
Cadence said, nuzzling her. Twilight closed her eyes and rested against Cadence.
It means so much to me that you don't hate me,
she whispered, trembling.
I could never hate you,
Cadence answered, mashing her volume. Nightmare enjoyed the contact. It felt so similar to being with Luna. Too similar. She extended some of the senses Twilight was not currently using. And there it was. Right next to her. Two of Luna's spells. The first one, the same she had used on Star to wake her up. The second, a stealthy little recording spell.
Well played, dear Luna.
Twilight sniffled, and nodded to Cadence, and still leaning against her sister-in-law. She returned her gaze to her brother, a wing held open. Shining moved in and joined the hug.
You would look so handsome with wings,
Nightmare thought.
No, you will not think of him like that. He's our brother. Sorry, I forgot,
Nightmare responded, abashed.
You can tell Luna all of this if you'd like.
Nightmare leaned in closer to Cadence and whispered into her ear, using the hug as cover.
I can feel her magic on you. She woke you and sent you here, yes? What? She did?
Twilight asked.
We were going to arrive in the morning, and then she woke me and told us to get here as soon as possible,
Cadence said.
Then please, give her my thanks. It's been wonderful to see both of you,
Nightmare answered. Twilight took control of the conversation.
One of the many things I've been learning since...
She paused. Nightmare could feel Twilight working something out.
Shiny was the captain of Celestia's Royal Guard, so maybe he knows something,
Twilight thought before asking out loud.
Shining, how much do you know about alicorns?
Cadence subtly shook her head. Twilight looked to her, then back to Shining.
I got a chance to look at the spellwork the princess left in here.
She pointed at her head with a hoof.
It answered a lot of questions about me.
How can you be so calm about this?
Shining asked.
I'm not. I'm just so very tired. It feels like it's been years since Manhattan.
Twilight gave a weak laugh.
You should have seen her shouting match with a princess,
Pinky happily added, suddenly being a part of the hug.
It is almost as if the world is just a dream to her,
Nightmare mused. Twilight continued to enjoy the hug, even as Shining jumped away from the unexpected pony.
So, how did you get a fill at Twilight?
Applejack asked, and Nightmare took over.
Alicorn magic, the elements of harmony, and me. Somehow the end result was my daughter. Hey!
Twilight said.
This has to be done right, and you would swamp them with details,
Nightmare responded.
But how?
Applejack asked.
I can conjure permanent objects from nothing but raw magic. If you know everything about a living creature, the same should be possible.
With her voice dripping with disbelief, Applejack exclaimed,
Are you saying that you can just light your horn and make a pony? Well, you remember what happened with the Elements of Harmony when a certain Twilight Sparkle exploded,
Nightmare said, being very careful with her words, so there was not a lie for the Elements of Honesty to detect.
Yeah, you were fine, Sugar Cube. All's a misunderstanding,
Applejack said.
Well, more than fine, you got wings, and you became a princess,
Rarity said.
It was scary. We all thought that we killed you,
Fluttershy meekly added. Nightmare provided the words and asked Twilight to answer.
I really did explode, and my entire body was destroyed and turned to magic. I'm not a puppet.
Twilight huffed.
No, but we need to be honest with you, RHA, yes?
Nightmare responded.
But that's just how teleporting works, silly.
Pinky jumped up.
No, it...
Twilight stopped. Nightmare's mind became full with numbers, calculations, whole libraries of information washed away in her thoughts. She panicked and it felt like she was drowning. She could do nothing. She was trapped and she screamed, but no pony heard her. She was buried under the sea of knowledge. Everything was fading, even in her own thoughts. In the end, Twilight's frantic mumbles were the only thing left in existence. Nightmare came to her senses, shivering in fear, held tight under a warm wing. She was laying on something soft, and she felt comfortable. The familiar words of a lullaby she sang to Luna all those years ago, supported by that music that matched it perfectly. And yet, she had never heard it before. She could feel her body relax. Dreams was the one singing, and by the scent, she was under one of her wings as well.
Wake up, sleepyhead!
Dreams teased, tickling her nose with a wingtip.
What happened?
Nightmare asked, slowly opening her eyes, taking in her situation. She was in what looked like Twilight's bed from the Golden Oaks library, only larger, clearly now made for at least two alicorns.
Twilight went mad scientist again.
Dreams tiredly said.
Again?
Nightmare queried.
Yes.
Dreams nodded.
Why?
Dreams sighed.
She has a lead on making alicorns, but I need your help before she does something irreversible. What is she doing?
Nightmare couldn't keep an edge of concern from her voice.
Currently, not much. She's trying to smash her crystal armor, and failing at it due to our injuries.
Dream said. Nightmare's eyes narrowed.
Why is she doing it, and what do you need of me? She's planning on cutting herself open to get the needed magical reagents, and I need you to drag her here so I can distract her until she calms down. Then, you need to get out of there and get back to her friends before they worry too much.
Dreams instructed. Nightmare reached out, gripping the chains that represented their pact, and she pulled. Twilight appeared, mane frazzled, a manic look in her eyes, both magically and emotionally unstable. Before she could even notice the change in her surroundings, Dreams pinned Twilight to the bed and kissed the insane mare. The insane mare just stopped, her eyes slowly returning to normal. Something vibrated in the room from below as a few traces of flames danced along Twilight's mane.
Thank you.
Dream said, pushing Nightmare out of the bed. Nightmare snapped back to awareness and control of the body again. She was holding an anvil in her aura. By the look of it, she was about to smash it into her crystal-covered leg. She set it down beside her and slowly scanned the room that she was in. She was in Twilight's lab. Complex spell equations and theories in 7 different languages covered tens of blackboards, hundreds of scrolls, the walls, and even the ceiling.
How long have I been...
Nightmare started.
916 seconds.
An unfamiliar monotone female voice answered her. She looked around the room for a second time, noting the surgical equipment and sample preservation devices. For yet another time, Nightmare was scared of Twilight. Nightmare put a hoof to her chest and tried Cadence's breathing
trick. I need to see my daughter,
she said, trotting out of the lab. It didn't take long to find her little star and Rainbow. Getting them to come back to the map room was easy once Rainbow had pointed out that Pinky was probably already making it a party. Rainbow was right. When they got there, the party was almost set up. It was strange being alone with her own thoughts again. Whatever that veil Dreams used to keep Nightmare out was back in effect. Nightmare went through the motions at the party, acting as Twilight would've. She had seen it enough over the years to copy it. Only 2 things mattered to her. The most important thing being that her little star was having a good time. The other was how long until Luna's recording spell ended. Time passed, and one by one the ponies left to find places to sleep. Nightmare sat, letting Star sleep under a wing. She felt content. Peaceful. It was strange. She let her hoof stroke Star's mane, wondering what the future would bring. Finally, the last of Luna's magic faded, and she could speak to Cadence freely. She looked up to see Cadence looking at her. Nightmare carefully stood, lovingly lifting Star in her aura. She added just a little magic to help Star stay asleep.
Sleep well.
Nightmare thought. She slowly approached Cadence and wrapped a wing around her.
Do you know how to tend to Alicorn's ley lines?
Nightmare asked, planting her first seed. Cadence looked confused, but returned the embrace.
With the normal healing spells for the type of ley line, right?
Nightmare sighed. She was enjoying the warmth, but it seemed her hated sister was at it again.
What is your bastion like?
Nightmare asked.
You mean in the Empire? So, they have kept things from you as well.
Nightmare said, smiling sadly.
I expected as much.
Nightmare pulled away from the hug and slowly made her way from the room, humming to her daughter.
Sister, what are you doing? If I wanted to, I could take her for my own. What advantage can you possibly gain by leaving her so vulnerable?
She remembered how cold she had felt during her imprisonment on the moon.
Do you even know what family is?
She glanced around, making sure that they were alone, then asked the tree to take them to their room. That was a nice recap on what happens, in a different point of view, which helps out a lot. Anyway, I'd love to give a very special thank you to my spectacular donators. Top donator, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coulthard, Dresden, Dospo, Runescythe 9852, Courier Crew CI, Delta Omega, Ryany Dragonwolf, Dwight Cornell, Gaggy, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Starlight Glimmer, David D. Sanchez, Trey, Pokekiller Zach, Soul Dragon, Doc Britton, Joe Piercy, Alex F., and Rainbow Dash. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.